ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै ॐ नमो भगवत्यै पराशक्त्यै सर्वरूपमयी देवी सर्वं देवीमयं जगत् अतोऽहं विश्वरूपां ताम् नमामि परमेश्वरीम्.
So seeing the Devi, all of them, all the Devas became very happy. That's where it stopped. Tata samasta devanam tejo rashi samudbhavam tam vilokya mudam prapuramara mahishardhitaha. Tataha thereafter, samasta devanam tejo rashi samudbhavam tam vilokya. Having seen that Devi, who is born of the effulgence of all the Devas, the Devas were afflicted by Mahisha, became very happy. Okay. Now, Shulam Shuladvinishkrishya Dadau Tasei Pinakadhrik. Shulam Shuladvinishkrishya. Correct? Shulam Shuladvinishkrishya Dadau Tasei Pinakadhrik. You can see in the second chapter. Dadau Tas Shulam Shuladvinishkrishya, second chapter. Dadau Tasei Pinakadhrik Chakram Chadattavan Krishnaha Samutpadya Swachakrataha. Chakram Chadattavan Krishnaha Samutpadya Samutpatya Samutpadya Swachakrataha. Now, Devi is ready with Devi, who is formed of the effulgence of all the Devas, is Devi now. They are going to give her weapons. Now first, Pinakadhrik. Pinakaha, Lord Shiva is called Pinakadhrik. Pinakadhrik means the one who is endowed with the bow known as Pinakaha. Pinakadhrik means Pinakam Dharati iti Pinakadhrit or Pinakadhrik. The holder of the bow Pinaka is called Pinakadhrik, Lord Shiva. Tasyai dadau. Tasyai to her, dadau gave. Lord Shiva gave her. This all brilliant Devi who is there now, to her tasyai, dadau had given. Dadau is a past perfect tense of dadati. So Lord Shiva gave that Devi Shulam. Lord Shiva gave the Devi Shulam. Shulam is a weapon. Now we are going to see how the effulgence of all the Devas made her form. All the Devas are going to give her now their weapons. Okay. So Lord Shiva first gives Shulam. First gives Shulam. So Shulam, first he gets the pierce. Shulam. It is derived from the word Shulayati. Shulayati means pierces. Shulam, that which pierces. So he gave her the Shulam. How? Shulad Vinishkrishya. Shulat, from his own shulam, he, Vinishkrishya means having pulled one shulam from his own shulam, he gave her one shulam. Is it clear? Shulat, shulam, Vinishkrishya. Having pulled one shulam from his own shulam, Lord Shiva, Pinakadhrik, gave her one shulam. So, dadau means had given, which is dattavan. Pinakadhrik Shivaha, so shulat, shulam, Vinishkrishya, tasyai shulam, dattavan. He gave her the shulam. Okay. Then Krishnaha, Lord Krishna also dattavan. Lord Krishna also gave her, understood. Lord Krishna, Krishnaha tasye dattavan. Cha, and not only Shiva gave her the shulam, Lord Krishna also gave her. What did he give? Chakram dadau. Okay, Krishnaha tasye chakram dattavan. Krishnaha tasye chakram dattavan. Lord Krishna gave her the chakram, the disc. Sudarshana chakram. How? Samutpatya. See, samutpatayati is the verb. Samutpatayati is the verb. Samutpatya means what? Having pulled, same meaning. Having pulled one chakram from his own chakram, and he gave her this chakram, which is Lord Shiva. See, vinishkrishya, utpatya, same meaning. Having pulled from their own weapons, they gave her the weapons. So Lord Krishna gave swachakrataha from his own chakra. Swachakrat. Chakram samutpatya, taking away one chakram, Krishnaha tasye chakram dattavan. So Krishna gave her chakram. Very simple sentence, you would love it. Okay, next. Shankham cha varunah shaktim dadau tasye hutashanah. Now, it's very beautiful and wonderful to see how Devi has come, and the Devi, all of them are giving different weapons. Now first, Lord Shiva gave her shulam. Lord Vishnu gave her the chakram. Now, shankham cha varunah shaktim dadau tasye hutashanah. Are you able to follow? Second chapter, okay. Shankham cha varunah shaktim dadau tasye hutashanah. Maruto dattavams chapam banapurne tathe shudhi. Maruto dattavams chapam banapurne tathe shudhi. Shankham chavarunas shaktim dadau tasye pinak. Shankham chavarunas shaktim dadau tasye hutashanah. Maruto dattavams chapam banapurne tathe shudhi. Okay, beautiful. Now, dadau, that continues. Dadau had given, which means gave, dattavan. Varunaha dadau, Varuna gave her. Varunaha tasyei dadau, to her, tasyei to her, Varunaha gave. Varuna Bhagavan, Varuna Devata gave her. What did he give her? Varunaha shankham. Varuna gave her conch. Varuna gave her conch. You must put right the name of the Devata, what was given to her. Varunaha gave her shankham. Varuna gave her conch. Varunaha tasyai shankham dattavan, dadau. Then, hutashanaha. Hutashanaha means fire, agnihi. Why agni is called hutashanaha? In rituals, agni devata is also known as hutashanaha. Very important word in Vedic tradition. Hutam means offered, oblation. Ashanaha means eater. The eater, consumer of the oblation. That is the meaning. Hutashanaha means hutam ashnati iti hutashanaha. Hutam ashnati iti hutashanaha. So consumer of the oblations offered in the fire ritual is called hutashanaha. So hutashanaha agnihi, agni devata, consumer of the oblations in the rituals, gave her shaktim. Shakti means, shakti is also another weapon. Shakti is the weapon. Shaktim dattavan. So fire devata, agni devata, who is known as Hutashanaha, the consumer of oblations in the fire ritual, gave her the shakti. Okay, next. Maruto dattavams chapam. I break Marutaha. Marutaha dattavan chapam. Dattavan chapam. Dattavams chapam. Sandhi must make a note. Dattavan Marutaha gave. Who is Marutaha? Marutaha is Vayu Bhagavan. One another name of the Lord Vayu, Vayu Bhagavan, Vayu Devata is Marutaha. Marutaha means Vayu Bhagavan. Vayu Bhagavan tasi gave her dattavan. Vayu Bhagavan kim dattavan gave her. Vayu Bhagavan gave her chapam. Chapaha danus. Chapam objective case. Vayu Bhagavan Marutaha tasyai devyai to that devi dattavan chapam. Chapam dattavan. So he gave her the bow. So chapaha is objective here. Object here. So it is an objective case. Chapam dattavan. Not shapam. Okay. Please be careful. Shapam dattavan means he gave her a curse. No. Not shapam dattavan. Chapam dattavan. Chap he. Okay. Vayu Bhagavan gave her the bow. Okay. Not ordinary bow. Bana Purne Tatha Ishudhi. So he, Marut, Vayu Bhagavan gave her the bow also, Tatha as well, Ishudhi. Ishudhi means two quivers. Ishudhi, one quiver. But Vayu Bhagavan gave her two quivers. Ishudhi, Ishudhi, Ishudayaha. Ishudhi, two quivers. Two quivers filled with arrows. Banapurne Ishudhi cha chapam cha dattavan. Marutaha tasyai chapam. Banapurne Ishudhi tatha Banapurne Ishudhi cha dattavan. Vayu Bhagavan Marutaha gave her bow and two quivers filled with arrows as well. Not one quiver. Banapurnaha. Banaha means arrow. Banapurnaha means what? Filled. Purnaha, filled. Participle. Filled with arrows. Banaihi purnaha ishudihi. Banapurnaha ishudihi. So banapurne. Banapurnaha ishudihi. Yeah, it seems Banapurnam. Ishudhi is the neuter gender word, I think. Banapurnam. No, Ishudhi is feminine gender word, sorry. Banaihi Purna Ishudhi. Sorry. Banaihi Purna Ishudhi. Because Ishudhi is a stilinga shabda. Banaihi Purna Ishudhi. Banapurna Ishudhi. Banapurne Ishudhi. Ishudhi, two, dual. Ishudhi, dual. He gave her two quivers filled with arrows. He gave her a bow and two quivers filled with arrows. Okay. Now,
Vajramindra Samutpadya Kulishadamaradipaha.
See, making her how powerful.
Vajramindra samutpatya kulishadamaradhipaha dadau tasyai sahasraksho ghantamairavatadgajat. Vajramindra samutpatya kulishadamaradhipaha dadau tasyai sahasraksho ghantamairavatat gajat.
Now, Indraha Vajram, Indraha Vajram, Indraha Vajram Indraha. So, Indraha Vajram Dadau, Indraha Vajram Dadau. What is Vajram? Vajram means Vajrayudam, thunderbolt. So, Indra gave her the very powerful weapon called Vajrayudam. Called Vajram. Indraha Vajram Dattavan. And who is this Indraha? Amaradhipaha. Amaradhipaha Indraha. Amaranam Adipaha Amaradhipaha. Adipaha the Lord. Amaraha Devas. Amaranam Adipaha. Amara Adipaha Amaradhipaha. The Lord of Devas Indra gave her Vajram. And not only he is Lord of Devas, he is also Sahasrakshaha, thousand-eyed. It seems Indra, the Lord of Devas, Amaradipaha, has a thousand-eyed, Sahasrakshaha, thousand-eyed Lord of Devas, Indra. So two adjectives for Indra, Amaradipaha, Sahasrakshaha, Indraha, Tasyai, okay. Vajram Dadau. Kulishat Utpatya. Kulishaha also means Vajram only. Kulishaha also means Vajram. Kulishat from his own Vajram. Kulishat from his own Vajrayudam. Utpatya, taking, pulling away one Vajram. He gave her the Vajrayudam. Then, Airavatat Gajat. Airavatat Gajat, from Gajat Airavatat, from Airavata Gaja, from his elephant known as Airavataha, from his elephant Airavata also, Ghantam, Samutpatya, taking away, Samutpatya, pulling one, pulling, grabbing, having grabbed one bell from Having grabbed one bell from Airavata, his elephant, and having taken one Vajrayudam from his own Vajra, Lord Indraha, Lord of Devas, thousand-eyed Indra, gave her Ghantam and Vajram. He gave her two things. What are they? Indraha, Amaradipaha Indraha, Sahasrakshaha Indraha, Tasyai Dadau. Gave her two things. One is Vajram, another is Ghanta. Airavatat Gajat Ghantam Utpatya. Kulishat Vajram Utpatya. Sahasrakshaha Amaradipaha Indraha Tasi Dado. He gave her. See, she is becoming endowed more and with more and more weapons to kill, to be prepared for killing this Mahishasura.
Swamini, is it Utpadya or Utpatya?
See, both are correct. Utpadya means having produced. Samutpadya, having produced from his own Vajram. Utpatya means having taken, having pulled it, having taken it away from that.
Thank you, Swamini.
Okay. Kala dandadyamo dandam pashan chambupatir dadau. Kala dandadyamo dandam pashan chambupatir dadau. Prajapatis chakshamalam dadau brahma kamandalam. Kala dandadyamo dandam Pasham Chambupatir Dadau Prajapatis Chakshamalam Dadau Brahma Kamandalum. Now, Brahma Dadau. All the Devas are giving her, empowering her. Brahma Dadau Brahma gave what Brahma dattavan kim kamandalum. Now, first, before that, Kala dandat Yamaha dandam pashan. Yamaha dandam dattavan. So, Kala dandat. See, Kala dandaha. Yama's weapon is time. Yama's weapon is time. Lord Yama's weapon is time. And the time is called, known as Kala dandaha, with which he punishes. Okay. So from Lord Yama gave her one danda, one stick from the Kala dandaha. You can't translate Kala dandaha into English. Okay. Lord Yama gave her one stick taken from Kala dandaha, his own weapon. Then Ambupatihi, again Varunaha. Already we mentioned about Varuna, again Varunaha. Ambu means water. Ambupatihi, Lord of Water, Varuna. Ambupatihi, the Lord of Water, Varuna. Pashancha dadau. Pashaha means nose. Know that? Pashaha, nose. Pasham dadau. So Varuna gave her again Pashaha, the nose, and Lord Yama gave her the stick, the weapon in terms of stick. Then Prajapatihi Brahma. Brahma, the Lord of beings, Prajapatihi, Akshamalam. Akshamala means Japamala. The mala, the garland of beads used for japa. Akshamala means garland of beads used for exclusively for japa is called Akshamala. And Kamandaluhu. Now what is Kamandalu? Okay. Lord Brahma gave her Akshamala. Lord Brahma gave her Akshamala. Lord Brahma gave her Akshamala, the garland of beads used for japa. Then Kamandaluhu. See, the Kamandalu has so many meanings in English language. And the Sanskrit language. So one of the main meaning is water jar used by sadhus. Or you can say pitcher. A pitcher is called Kamandalu. Okay. Pitcher is Kamandalu. Even though Kamandalu also means an animal, Kamandalu has so many meanings. But Kamandalu mainly is a water jar known as pitcher. So Lord Brahma gave her Japamala and pitcher. Okay. Samastaroma kupeshu nijarashmin divakaraha. Samastaroma kupeshu nijarashmin divakaraha. Kalascha dattavan khadgam tasi charma cha nirmalam. Kalascha dattavan khadgam tasi nircharma cha nirmalam. Then diva, here samasta roma kupeshu. See, roma kupaha means the Roma Kupaha. In Tamil we say Roma Kal. Roma Kupaha means pores of the hair. Roma Kula means pores of the hair. See, on the body you have Roma. Body, the hair on the body is called Roma. Hair on the head is called Kesha. Roma Kupaha literally means well. But Roma Kupaha means pore of the skin. Pore of the skin where hairs are. No? Pore of the skin. The skin spore. Okay. Pore of the skins where hairs grow. Okay. Roma Kupeshu. In Tamil we say Roma Kal. In Roma Kupeshu, Rashmin Divakaraha Dattavan. Samasta Roma Kupeshu. In all the pores of her skin, Divakaraha. Okay. Divakaraha Surya Bhagavan. Nijarashmin. Nijarashmi means rays. So Lord Sun gave her his own rays of light in her, as her, in the pores of her skin. Roma Kupeshu Nijarashmi. Nija means one's own. Rashmin, rays of light. Divakaraha Nijarashmin Samasta Roma Kupeshu Dattavan. Then Kalaha Cha, time factor. Kalaha Dattavan. Kalaha Cha Dattavan. And time factor also gave. What did time give her? Khadgam. Khadgam, knife. And also Nirmalam Cha Charma. Nirmalam. Nirmalam means pure. Charma literally means skin. Skin is also another meaning also is given. Okay. So Lord, like time factor gave her two things. What is that? One is Khadgaha. Khadgaha sword. Khadgaha sword. Khadgaha's word. And the word, the charma means skin, one meaning. So Kala gave her this, the Nirmalam charma, pure shining skin, and also gave her this word. Okay. Kshiro daschamalam haram. Ajare chatathambare, kshirodaschamalam haram, ajare chatathambare. No, kshirodaha. See, kshiram means milk, udakam means water. But kshirodaha means, kshirodaha actually means milk ocean. Ocean also gave her. What did ocean give? Amalam haram. Amalam haram means the pure garland. Haraha means a garland. A pure necklace of pearls. Amalam haram kshirodaha dattavan. Kshirodaha milk ocean. Milk ocean also gave her pure necklace of pearls. Haram. Amalam haram dattavan. Also, not only haram. Tata ajare ambare. Ajaram means indestructible. Ambaram means dress. So, this milk ocean gave her pure, beautiful necklace of the pearl necklace, and also everlasting. Ajaram means everlasting two clothes. Ajaram, ambaram, one cloth, one set, two sets of dress also he gave. Ajare ambare cha dattavan. amalam haram cha tatha ajare ambare cha dattavan. Ajaram, ajaram, ambaram means everlasting dress. Ajare, ambare, indestructible, everlasting dress which does not get old. Always look fresh and new. Such clothes, Kshirodaha, milk ocean gave her. All the devatas come and give her everything. Chudamanim tatha divyam kundale katakanicha. It's all for upasanam only. I'll tell you the secret later on. Chudamanim tatha divyam kundale katakanicha. Ardha chandram tatha divyam keyuran sarvabahushu. Nupuro vimalo tadvad graive yakamanuttamam anguliya karatnani. Samasta swanguli shucha vishwakarma dadau tasse parashunchati nirmalam.
Okay, now this Vishwakarma comes and gives everything for her. Vishwakarma tasse dadau. Vishwakarma, who is Vishwakarma? Vishwakarma means actually the goldsmith. But goldsmith, not ordinary goldsmith. Goldsmith of Devas. Vishwakarma is a goldsmith. Actually, Ponnasari. Vishwakarma. Actually, we mistake it for not a blacksmith. A goldsmith. Vishwakarma, the goldsmith. And he's a goldsmith of all Devas, not local people. Vishwakarma, the gold, Devas goldsmith, tasse to the Devi, gave her. What all did he give? First, divyam chudamanim. Divyam chudamanim dattavan. So, divine chudamanihi. Chudamanihi means crest jewel. Chuda means crest. Manihi means jewel. Chudamanim dattavan. He gave her crest jewel. Divine crest jewel, number one. He gave so many things. Then kundale, all women, girls will like all this. Tatha kundale, kundalam is what now? Hanging, actually kundalam, hanging eardrops. Okay. Kundale, eardrops. Hanging eardrops, kundalam. Two kundalams. Then katakani, katakani bangles. Katakam, bangle, katakani, bangles. All girls will like kundalams, bangles, valaya, katakani. Tatha, divyam ardha chandram. See, ardha chandraha, ji chandra prabha. Chandra prabha means those days we used to make gold, this, the crescent moon made, so crescent moon, the golden crescent moon. We used to make crescent moon shape. Ornament made of gold. The crescent moon like ornament, the ornament which resembles the crescent moon but made of gold. And we used to keep it. Chandra Prabha, Surya Prabha. People used to always, girls used to have sun and moon on two sides. Those very olden days. I remember my grandmother having, they tie their hair and they'll put Chandra Prabha and Surya Prabha. They have two, sun and moon made of gold, small shapes. So this also he gave. So Chandra Prabha, Surya Prabha, it's called Ardha Chandram. So this also, this goldsmith also gave her this golden crescent, the Chandra Prabha, the gold. The Chandra, the moon shaped ornament made of gold. Then Sarva Bahushu Keyuran. Keyuram again is an omelette, not egg omelette. A-R-M-L-E-T. Okay, omelette. In Tamil we say called vanki. Now the word ornament we worn on here forearms. This is called omelette.
This is what all we decorate the girl, bride, no? For the wedding, she's putting. Okay, keyuram means, that is the omelet. Tadvat, vimalau nupurau. Vimalau nupurau. Now, again, the pure shining nupuraha. Nupuraha means anklets. Omelets, anklets. Nupuraha, anklets. With jingling bells. Okay, omelets, nupurau. Then, anuttamam graiveyakam. Graiveyakam means kantabharanam. Griva means neck. Graiveyaka means, see, on the, this also necklace remaining close to the neck is called necklace. And the same necklace which hangs a little longer is called haraha. So, graiveyakam, necklace, armlets, anklets. And so, samastasu angulishu anguliyaka ratnani. And also, beautiful ear, beautiful finger rings studded with beautiful gems. Anguliyaka ratnani. The anguliyakam means finger ring. So he also gave her the finger rings studded with the gems for all the fingers. Then, ati nirmalam parashum. Atinirmalam parashuhu also means ox. Axe. He also gave her shining axe, parashu. Then aneka rupani astrani. Again, many weapons, many forms of weapons. Aneka rupani astrani, many forms of weapons. Tatha abhedyam damshanam. Abhedya means unbreakable abhedyam. Damshanam, also one shield, kavacham. She can cover herself in that unbreakable golden kavacham also. Kavacham, shield also he gave her. My God, he gave her so many things. One person, this Vishwakarma, the goldsmith of Devas, gave her so many things. What all he gave her? Chudamanim, Divya Kundale, Katakani, Chudamanim Dattavan, Kundale Dattavan, Katakani Dattavan, Ardhachandram Dattavan, Keyuran Dattavan, Nupurav Dattavan, Graiveyakam Dattavan, Anguliyakar, Anguliyakani Dattavan, Samastasu Angulishu, okay. Ati nirmalam parashum dattavan, aneka rupani astrani dattavan, abhedyam damshanam cha dattavan, abhedyam damshanam, unbreakable shield also he gave her. So this Deva's goldsmith came and gave her so many things. Now, amlana pankajamalam shirasurasi chaparam. Adadajaladhistasai pankajanchati shobhanam himavan vahanam simham ratnani vidhanicha dadavashunyam suraya panapatram dhanadipaha. Now, amlana pankajam malam shirasi urasicha aparam. Adadad jaladihi tasyai pankajancha atishobanam. Okay. Now jaladihi. Jaladihi means ocean. Jaladhi, jalam, water. Jaladihi, udadihi, all means ocean. Jaladihi, ocean. Ocean gave her. Earlier we saw milk ocean. Now this ordinary water ocean. Jaladihi. This ocean, adadat, dadati, adadat, adadat. It must be adadat, it must be. Okay, adadat, jaladim, jaladihi, adadat. Okay, ocean gave her tasyai, jaladihi, tasyai, adadat. What did ocean give her? Atishobanam Pankajam, beautiful lotus. Ocean gave her beautiful lotus. And also, Amlana Pankajam Malam. Mlana means Mlayati fades. Mlana faded. Amlana unfaded. Unfaded. Ocean also gave her the garland of unfaded lotuses. Amlana Pankaja Malam. Amlana Pankaja means unfaded. Vadada Tamari. So Amlana Pankaja Mala means ocean also gave her beautiful lotus plus the lotus garland of unfaded lotuses. Garland of unfaded lotuses. Urasi means urasi to wear on her chest. Uras means chest. Urasi to be on her chest. Shirasi. Shirasi to keep on her head. See, ocean gave her two things. Jaladihi tasi dado. What all did the ocean give? Ocean gave her lotus, beautiful lotus to wear on the head. It's Indian culture. We like to have, when I had long hair, I used to keep flowers, okay? Only after sannyasa, I start wearing flowers. When you have long hair, we wear a lot of jasmine flowers now. We love to have flowers. So, the Jaladihi, ocean gave her beautiful lotus to put on her hair and a beautiful garland of unfaded lotuses to wear, to put on her chest. Urasi dhartum. Shirasi dhartum. Shirasi dhartum atishobanam pankajam dadau dattavan. Urasi dhartum amlana pankajam malam dattavan. Okay. Mala for chest, one flower for head. To put on head then. Jaladihi tasyai dattavan. Himavan. And Himavan. Himavan means what now? The mountain. Mountain always having snow. Is called Hima means snow. Himavan. The snowy mountain. Ever snowy mountain. Himalayas. Gave her the vehicle of lion. Simham Vahanam. Himavan Dattavan Simham. Himavan Vahanam Simham. So Himavan gave her, because Himavan is the mountain where all lions are there. She can catch one lion and gave her. Okay, come on, take my lion from my lions must be moving around on the Himalayas. So he gave her one lion. Ratnani Vidhani Cha. Not only that, Himalaya also gave Himalaya, the mountain Himalaya gave her. Simha Vahanam, the vehicle of lion. Lion for as her vehicle. Vividhani Ratnani, varieties of precious gems. Even today, people who go to Rishikesh, they go to gem shops, no? Because it is believed that we get original gems. Nice rubies and emeralds and the royal blues and diamonds and then people go. Okay, so she got all this. Vidhani Ratnani Cha Dattavan. Okay. Dada Vashunyam Suraya Panapatram Dhanadipaha. Then Dhanadipaha means Kubera. Dhanasya Adipaha, Dhananam Adipaha, Dhanadipaha. Kubera, the lord of, goddess of, lord of wealth, Devata. Okay. Kubera is the Devata. Kubera gave her, Panapatram. Panapatram means the container for drink. Patram means container. Panam means drink. Kubera gave her the container for drink. But how did he give? Not empty container. Suraya ashunyam. Shunyam means empty. Ashunyam means what? Not empty. Filled. So this Kubera gave her the container of drink filled with Sura. Sura means what? A special heavenly drink. They say it is an intoxicating drink, but I just tell you, just a drink. Okay? So don't take it, okay, we all can have now nice surapanam. No. Suramna pibet. Shastram Bhagavan says this, no alcohol. One should not drink alcohol. But here Sura is some heavenly drink. Okay. So Kubera gave her nice highly intoxicating container of drink filled with intoxicating drink. So Dadava if you break it, Dadau Ashunyam. Dadau plus Ashunyam. Dadava Shunyam. Dadau, past perfect tense of Dadati. Dadau, kaha dadau, danadipaha kuberaha, tasyai dadau, dattavan, kim ashunyam, again ayavayava sandhi there, ashunyam panapatram, suraya ashunyam panapatram, dattavan. So Lord Kubera, goddess of the wealth, god of wealth, gave her container for drink filled with Sura. Seshascha sarva nagesho mahamani vibhushitam nagaharam dadautasi dhatteya prithivimimam. Seshascha sarva nagesho mahamani vibhushitam nagaharam dadautasyai dhatteyah prithivimimam. Now, seshaha dattavan. Dadau, seshaha tasyai dadau. Sesha had given her. Who is seshaha? Seshaha is adiseshaha. Who is adiseshaha? Sarvanageshaha. Sarvesham Naganam Ishaha, the Lord of all snakes. The Lord of all snakes is Adiseshaha Sarvanaga Ishaha Sarvanageshaha Adiseshaha. Yaha Imam Prithivim Datte. This Adiseshaha, the Lord of all snakes, who alone holds this bhumi, holds this entire earth. Yaha imam prithivim dhatte. He, the one who holds this entire universe. Because having Bhagavan Vishnu is as good as having the whole world. Imam prithivim yaha dhatte. The one who bears this entire, holds this entire universe, the Lord of all snakes, Sarvanageshaha, known as Seshaha, Adiseshaha, Tasi Dadau, he also gave her what? Nagaharam. Adisesha gave her a necklace, long hanging necklace of, in the shape of snake. And that Nagahara studded with, embellished with great gems, or beautiful gems. Maha Mani Vibhushita Nagaharaha. That ornament of known as Nagahara, embellished with highly blazing gems. Maha Mani Vibhushita Nagaharam tasyai dadau. Kaha yaha imam prithivim datte saha sarvanageshaha seshaha cha மகாமணிபூஷிதம் நகஹாரம் தஸ்யை ததௌ. அந்யைரபி சுரைர்தேவி பூஷணைராயுதைஸ்ததா சம்மானிதானநாதோச்சை சாட்டஹாசம் முஹுர்முஹு. அந்யைரபி சுரைர்தேவி பூஷணைராயுதைஸ்ததா சம்மானிதானநாதோச்சை சாட்டஹாசம் முஹுர்முஹு. நௌ சா தேவி சுரை தேவி தேவி அன்யைஹி சுரைஹி அபி அன்யைஹி அபி சுரைஹி பூஷணைஹி ஆயுதைஹி ததா சம்மானிதா. சி தேவி சம்மானிதா, தேவி வாஸ் ஹைலி ஹானர்ட், சம்மானயதி ஹானர்ஸ், சம்மானிதா வாஸ் ஹானர்ட். சா தேவி சம்மானிதா, த தேவி வாஸ் ஹைலி ஹானர்ட், Manita honored, Sammanita highly honored. How was she honored? By whom? Anyaihi suraihi api. No, this book, the author is tired of telling how many devas names to tell. Now he's anyaihi suraihi api. By all other devas also. Rest of the devas, by all other devas whose names have been not mentioned here. அன்யைஹி சர்வைஹி சுரைஹி அபி பை ஆல் அதர் தேவாஸ் ஆல்சோ ஷி வாஸ் ஹானர்ட் வித் வாட் பூஷணைஹி ஆயுதைஹி வித் மெனி வெப்பன்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ். ஸோ தேவி வாஸ் பை ஆல் தி தேவாஸ் தேவி வாஸ் ஹானர்ட் வித் த கிஃப்ட் ஆஃப் மெனி மெனி ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் வெப்பன்ஸ். தேவி அன்யைஹி சுரைஹி அபி சம்மானிதா, கதம் பூஷணைஹி ஆயுதைஹி. ஷி வாஸ் ஹானர்ட் வித் த கிஃப்ட் ஆஃப் பூஷணானி பூஷணைஹி வித் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ், ஆயுதைஹி வித் வெப்பன்ஸ். தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ்? உச்சைஹி சாட்டஹாசம் முஹு முஹு நநாத. See, Nanada is a past perfect tense of Nadayati. Nadayati means makes noise. Means crying out. Crying out loud. Not weeping. Making noise. Nadayati causes sound. See, Nadati means making noise. Okay? Nadati speaks. Nadayati makes something else speak. That's why Nadaha. Causing the noise is called Nadayati. So Nanada means what? She made a big noise. She caused a noise. How? Nadayati, Nadati. Nadati, Nadayati. Past perfectness is Nanada. Muhu, Muhu. Again and again. Uchaihi. Highly, very highly, loud, uchai means loudly, high, again and again, or aloud, again and again, aloud, sattahasam nanada, she made noise, he caused the noise with great laughter. See, hasaha means smile. Hasaha means smile. Hasanam. Hasati. Smile. Laughs. Hasati. Laughs. Hasanam. Laughter. Hasaha. Laughter. But smile. Mandahasaha. Soft smile is called Mandahasaha. If you just stretch your grim, no? If you do it, Mandahasaha. Just Mandahasaha. What Attahasaha? If somebody laughs like this, called attahasaha. Okay? Mandahasaha punnahai. Attahasaha urakkachirittal. That's called attahasaha. This attahasaha, she made, caused the noise with her big laughter, you know, allowed again and again. Okay, now she's ready to kill. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.